So let's get into the basics of pendulum dowsing. Now, I know that pendulum dowsing is not for everybody, and I will certainly show you a muscle testing technique you can use with our protocols instead. It works just as well. But I am a huge fan of pendulum dowsing. And at the same time, I think the simplicity of dowsing has been misused a lot. There are a lot of people who go out, buy a pendulum, then just start asking it random questions that are sometimes very silly, without any kind of programming or discernment as to where the information comes from. So let's start with a very important concept. This is a rock on a string. It's just a piece of rose quartz on a chain, and that's all. It's just a tool, a way for you to externalize your inner knowing. We are not, when we're dowsing, asking our pendulum questions. Your pendulum is a rock on a string. It has no consciousness. It has no answers for you. I mean, you might as well be asking a coffee mug for intuitive insight. It's an inanimate object, and we're not talking to our pendulum. But you'd be surprised how often my students say stuff like, I asked my pendulum, or my pendulum said. Here's how dowsing actually works. Dowsing is essentially a way to connect your subconscious mind to your spiritual, your fifth dimensional aspect. And the answers come from your fifth dimensional aspect, and we can call it your higher self, via your subconscious mind, and are externalized through the pendulum. So when you hold your pendulum, your subconscious mind will actually create tiny little movements in your arm, and that will make the pendulum swing one way or another. It's not magic. Your hand is moving. And it's okay for your hand to be moving. There's nothing mystical about pendulum dowsing. The pendulum may seem like it's moving on its own, but it is not. Your hand is moving. Now, as long as you're not consciously trying to move your hand, that's fine. Your subconscious is actually generating little motions. Sometimes they're so small you can't even see them, and that causes your pendulum to swing. So it's like an extension of muscle testing. It just so happens that it's easier to see when your pendulum is swinging, but it's basically the same exact mechanism. Your subconscious mind is moving the pendulum. Now, when you go to the records in our next lesson, you'll be asking questions, and the answers will come from your fifth dimensional aspect, which is part of the records, through your subconscious, which will move your pendulum. The reason this is powerful is that dowsing gets the conscious mind out of the way. That's really why we use this technique and why it's so powerful. The conscious mind has a way of trying to guess, wanting to be right, activating our imagination when it comes to working with our intuition. And when we use pendulum dowsing, we essentially give the conscious mind just one job, and that is to ask questions. And that's where the conscious mind shines. The mind is really curious. So we let the conscious mind ask the questions, and that way, the conscious mind doesn't get in the way when it comes to the answers. Now, there are two components to highly effective and accurate pendulum dowsing. The first is that we have to specify an intuitive access point. If you just grab a pendulum and start asking it questions, like so many people do, you'll get answers from your subconscious mind, and that's a bad thing. Your subconscious mind is a very unreliable source of information. Your subconscious can't even tell the difference between what is real and what is imagined and what is the present moment and what is memory. No. What we do in soul realignment is we very carefully designate the Akashic Records as our information source through a very specific process that you'll learn in the next lesson. That's why you'll also do an attunement process. We want to make sure that your answers come from the Akashic Records, and all your subconscious mind does is move your hand so that the pendulum swings, and that's it. Without specifying your intuitive access point, dowsing can result in a lot of nonsense. Now, the other component to effective and accurate pendulum dowsing is what questions you ask. Remember how I just said that we give the conscious mind the job of asking questions? Well, we don't just ask any old questions. In soul realignment, we use very carefully crafted dowsing protocols. When it comes to effective dowsing, asking the right questions is everything. And most people who try dowsing out don't know what questions go with what intuitive access point. And next thing you know, they get completely misleading and inaccurate answers and lose all faith in their intuitive abilities. So, dowsing is an amazing tool, but like any power tool, you want to use it with respect and care. Please never pick up your pendulum, just start asking it random questions, all right? You will not get good results, and I really want you to have a great experience. So let's go through the process of just programming your pendulum, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about proper dowsing technique and point out the most common mistakes that people make. Now, here's what's important to realize. You're really not actually programming the pendulum. What you're really doing right now is making an agreement with your subconscious mind, and you're setting up within yourself how your subconscious mind will indicate answers for you via your pendulum. So what you'll want to do is simply hold your pendulum and say, please indicate a yes. Now, as you hold it, your pendulum is going to swing one way or another. Generally, it's going to swing clockwise or counterclockwise. It might also swing back and forth or side to side. Now, for me, a yes answer is always clockwise motion. For you, it may be something different. So just say, please indicate a yes, and then notice what your pendulum does, and just let it continue to swing that way for a little while. And you might want to repeat yes, 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 yes. Now, write down the direction of your yes. This is your yes answer from your subconscious mind from now on. It isn't going to change. We're making an agreement with our subconscious, and we're not letting it change. That's important, okay? This is between you and you, and you are the boss of you, all right? So next, hold your pendulum up and ask your subconscious, please indicate a no. Now for me, that's counterclockwise swing. Again, for you, it may be back and forth, it may be side to side, whatever it is perfect. Let it swing for a bit and just repeat to yourself, no, 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 just to let it settle in. And then write down the direction of your no. And that is your no answer from your subconscious as it gets relayed from your higher self from now on. We're not going to change it. This is it. We have yes and no. We need one more. Now for this, hold your pendulum and say, please indicate undecided. Now for me, that's a backwards and forward swing. Undecided is an important option. You always want to give yourself an opportunity to say maybe or neither. Now, for me, an undecided answer is back and forth, right? And you might want to repeat undecided, undecided, undecided for a bit, and then just write it down. So those are the three answers that you need: yes, no, and undecided, and that's it. Now, I want you to really lock in within yourself that this is how you'll get your answers. Because your subconscious mind, well, it's a lot like a two-year-old toddler. If you set great boundaries, it's cute and delightful. But if you don't, it can start throwing tantrums, all right? We want to use the subconscious mind as a tool, but our subconscious mind does not get to be the boss. It's really important. Have you ever wanted to drive to the post office, but instead you let your subconscious take over and suddenly you're like on the way to the grocery store? We've all had something like that happen, right? There's a difference between utilizing our subconscious and letting it run the show. You have to remember that you are in charge of your dowsing process. You consciously ask questions. Your fifth dimensional aspect gets the answers and relays that answer via your subconscious and your pendulum. That programming we just did, it is non-negotiable. It does not need to be repeated. It is what it is. No other movements by the pendulum are acceptable. Non-movement by the pendulum is also not acceptable. Be the boss of your process. Don't, you know, surrender to it. That's when things can go awry. As spiritual students, we have a tendency to think of spiritual matters as higher. There's still an attitude of we're down here and we don't know anything. And spirit, or our higher self, is up there. And we should surrender to spirit. Well, you, all of you, are spirit. There's no part of you that is less spiritual than any other. But if you go into this surrendered state, if you release responsibility for this process, then you are not setting good boundaries with your subconscious, and it will start messing around with you. Suddenly, your pendulum will swing in ways you did not program it to, or it won't swing at all, or other nonsense like that. Not acceptable. And within yourself, you have to make this process non-negotiable. It's active. We don't surrender. Your subconscious is very helpful when we condition it through repetition, but we do not want it to be in charge. You know, if you're really tired, if you're really distracted, you know, your conscious mind has lost focus. And then what takes over? The subconscious. It's the equivalent of driving home and suddenly you're home and you don't really know how you got there, right? Your conscious mind drifted away, and so your subconscious took over. Now, the nice thing is your subconscious drives home every day. And so your subconscious actually knows how to drive a car because you've conditioned it through repetition. Your subconscious also knows the way home through repetition, but I've also found myself driving back to my old house after I moved. We've all had those moments, right? You don't want your conscious mind to drift and wander in this process, because what happens immediately is that your subconscious takes over. It impacts your accuracy, or you just start getting weirdness from your pendulum, like it won't move. So anytime there's any kind of weird activity, your subconscious has taken over. If you mentally checked out, just come back, refocus, you'll be fine. This is also why it's so important for you to know what you are asking. If there's confusion at the conscious mind, if you have no conscious clarity of intent, we immediately revert to subconscious patterns. So this is why your frame of reference is so important. You have to know what you're asking. And the real power of pendulum dowsing isn't in the process, it's in the questions you're asking. That's why we have such specific protocols. Honestly, I mean, most people who try dowsing end up having an absolutely useless and frustrating experience because they don't have a specific access point for their information, like the records, and they ask really silly questions. I mean, if you start testing your pendulum, like playing little games with it, like asking whether your name is really your name, you know, silly stuff like that, you're not going to get anywhere. Please don't ask your own questions, especially ones that contain the word should. Just don't. Your pendulum is not a magic eight ball that has answers for you about everything. All right, if you don't know how to construct proper dowsing protocols, you're not going to get good results. If you just start asking random questions about your future or about your past or lost objects, I mean, it's all not going to be effective and you'll just confuse the heck out of yourself. So be disciplined. Please treat this technique with respect. You know, sometimes students freak out a little bit because they realize I can move the pendulum with my mind. By the way, yes, you can. If you stare at your pendulum and you go undecided, undecided, it's going to give you that answer. You can also say yes, give me a yes. You know, I mean, that's normal. You don't have magical powers. Anybody can make their pendulum move with their mind, right? The fear sometimes is that we're making the pendulum move. Now, the way to avoid that is to focus your mind on the question you're asking. The job of your conscious mind is to focus on the question, not the answer. The answer is none of your business until your pendulum swings. And if you keep your conscious focus on just the question, you won't interfere with the answer. Now, please also don't stare at your pendulum when you're dowsing, waiting for that answer, okay? Keep your eyes open, but look at the question in your notes. Ask the question out loud or in your mind, and then your pendulum will start to move to the answer. It's a very relaxed process. And by the way, when I say focus on the question, it doesn't mean you have to like concentrate really hard, right? Sometimes students try so hard to make this very special, very spiritual process, right? So they way over concentrate and get in their own way. You don't need to shut out the rest of the world. You don't need to focus hard. You don't have to go into a big meditative state. Let this work be easy because it is. You're shooting for a relaxed but focused state. You know what you're asking. You're focused on the question, but you're asking, you know, casually. Don't be formal about it. There's no need. And then let this process just be relaxed as if you were doing the dishes. Your pendulum's going to do what it does. And that's about the right attitude. You have to pay attention when you're doing the dishes so that you don't drop anything, but it's not like extreme concentration, right? You also don't need to get all stiff where you hold your arm as still as possible. If you're getting any kind of muscle fatigue, you're working too hard to keep your arm still. Just relax. You might want to rest your arm because your arm is going to move. As long as you don't intentionally move it, it's fine. I generally have my questions or my session sheet in front of me. I'm sitting there and I'll ask like three questions at a time. And then I'll get a yes and a no and maybe another no. And then I put the pendulum down and write down my answers on my session sheet. Now, I tend to douse with my dominant hand. I know you'd think that it's easier with the left hand and write down the answers with the right, but I don't like it. You could try that. But personally, I use my dominant hand and then I put the pendulum down. I write down my answers and then I go on to the next set of questions. And by the way, when it comes to the swing of the pendulum, size really doesn't matter. Okay, some people's pendulums swing really hard, for others, like barely moves. As long as you can determine a yes or a no or a maybe, that's all that matters. Also, there's no such thing as like a big yes or no. Sometimes your pendulum will swing harder than at other times, and that's actually due more to your personal energy level that day than anything else. Sometimes it's about how comfortable you are with the question. But please don't read into anything when your pendulum swings in a big way or a small way. It's still just yes or no. I don't stop the pendulum in between questions, you know, and that makes the process just faster, because once you get into a routine of this work, you can just like zip through our entire dowsing protocol in about 10 minutes. Now, don't try that until you've completed the course, but really, once you know this work, gathering the session information can be, you know, really quick. So let's talk a little bit about double checking. Now, remember, the Akashic records mirror your intention back to you. And what's our intention when we double check our answers? Well, the intention is always, well, maybe I was wrong the first time. So if you go into the records with the intent that you were wrong, guess what happens? Now you get a different answer the second time you ask the same question. Every time. I mean, I've seen students get themselves so confused by double checking. And then out of that confusion, you know what we're likely to do? Triple check. Great. Now we might have three different answers. Now we're a hot mess. All right, the Akashic records do not respond well to the intention of, I want more certainty. You've already received a perfectly good answer the first time. I mean, what more certainty do you want beyond yes or no, or like a specific energy center? It's pretty certain when you get a no, but our mind does go into self-doubt, which is fine. Just don't act on that by double-checking. It creates massive problems. The only time it's okay to double-check an answer is if you realize your frame of reference was totally off. So if you go through the materials and realize, wow, I totally misunderstood something here, I had no idea what I was asking about, then go ahead and ask that one question again, but just that one question, not the whole section, not the whole session. It's really rare that this needs to happen. Be disciplined. Take the first answer you get, and you'll do great. Do not double check just because you kind of vaguely feel you should. Your feelings are lying to you. Your ego will go into resistance. You will experience self-doubt. Don't act on it. What will eventually happen for all of you over time is that you start receiving your answers internally. Before the pendulum even moves, I bring this up because for some of you, this actually starts happening almost right away. Now, I don't want you to think you're influencing the answers. You're not. If you practice dowsing long enough, everybody eventually receives the answers internally before the pendulum swings. That's a good thing. It's what's supposed to develop. I do recommend using the pendulum still, just because the externalization of your intuition is going to give you another layer of accuracy. Relying only on internal answers can get tricky because some days we might be distracted. Maybe we're having a bad day or we're really tired. Now, just a word about numerical answers or percentage answers. In some of our dowsing protocols, the answer will be a number or a percentage. Obviously, what percentage is not a yes or no question. So what you do is you start with something like, is it more than 30%? If you can get a yes, then you keep going. Well, is it more than 40%? If it's still a yes, you keep asking, is it more than 50%? Now you might get a no. So now you know the answer must be between 40 and 50%. So now you can ask, is it more than 45%? If you get a no, you've now narrowed it down. It's between 40 and 45%. And now you can douse through those percentages individually to get to the exact right answer. Now, while we're at it, I want to point out that numbers and percentages are a mental, very human frame of reference. You have to uphold that frame of reference. The Akashic records don't do numbers, they don't do math. So if a total has to add up to 100%, you have to keep track as you go and do a little addition. If you're asking a question that has multiple possibilities, such as for energy centers, what you'll do is you'll go through the possibilities one by one. So what is the soul's primary energy center? Is it the first? Is it the second? Is it the third? And so on until you get a yes, then you stop. You don't need to keep going once you've gotten a yes. You don't need to confirm it by getting a no on everything else, all right? That's just another version of double checking, okay? You also have a few charts included in your materials. Charts are just a way to make dowsing quicker. You ask the question such as, what program is this implant running? And then you'll ask, is the answer in column one, in column two, in column three, until you get a yes. Once you know the column, you ask, well, is the answer in row one? Is it in row two? And when you have it narrowed down to which column and row, then you can douse through each possibility in, say, column three, row three, until you get an answer. It's just a lot quicker than dousing through like 40 different possible programs. Okay, now before you use any chart, just read through it a few times. That way your subconscious is familiar with the chart. There's no need to memorize it or anything. Just read through it two or three times and then you're good to go. So let's talk about the alternative to dowsing. If you choose, you can muscle test instead. And the way to do that on yourself is by making a ring with your first finger and thumb on both hands, and then you interlock. And when you ask a question, you pull. Now, if they don't budge and they stay strong, that's a yes. If they break apart, that's a no. So if you ask a question like, am I connected to my higher self? You know, am I not connected to my higher self? No. Okay, so that's how that process works. You can use that as a substitute for pendulum dowsing. Now, there's no maybe, which is one reason I don't like it nearly as much. And to me, constantly doing this is actually kind of uncomfortable, so I would rather hold my pendulum. But it is totally up to you. Both work in exactly the same way and the same rules apply. Focus on the question so that you stay out of the way. And if the answers come up inside of you, that's totally fine.